There are two major stories right now that are erupting in this country. One deals with the COVID vaccine and the new claims that there's, quote, a strong immune response in younger children. So therefore, vaccinated kids age 5 to 11 show, they claim, evidence of protection against the virus. And therefore, we need to roll this out to children immediately, right? Children need to be inoculated. That's what they're saying. This also coming as they have been rebuked, those demanding that you get booster shots, even though they're now saying they believe that there's no scientific evidence that supports getting a booster shot, especially if you're under 65 or at risk of major infection. Don't worry, Dr. Fauci on Wednesday and Thursday, we're telling you the complete opposite of that. We're going to have more about that coming up in just a moment. The other big story is one that has just been totally dead. It is a dead story because the media is refusing to do their job, and it's the one that is very disturbing. Revelations in the John Durham indictment of the Clinton campaign lawyer is getting virtually no press at all. New York Post columnist Miranda Devine called attention to this story, talking about the actual court documents connecting a powerful tech executive to the Clinton campaign lawyer and his indictment for allegedly lying to the FBI during the Trump-Russia investigation. Now, this should be wall-to-wall coverage, of course, right? Like, this makes sense. All of this should be wall-to-wall coverage because it's that big of a story. But what we are witnessing right now is total silence. Now, the New York Post columnist is actually doing her job, is saying, hello, Hillary Clinton's cybersecurity attorney made very disturbing claims about what is actually going on between former President Trump and Russia. Lies, fabricated. And this went all the way to the highest levels of the Clinton campaign. Apparently the FBI knew that this was crap. The deep state knew it was crap, and they did it anyway. Because they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump so badly. She went on Maria Bartiromo's show earlier, and I want you to hear part of what she had to say.
Indicted a former attorney for the Democratic National Committee. According to the indictment, Michael Sussman allegedly made false claims to the FBI when he was advising Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Sussman told the FBI that the Trump Organization was communicating with the Russian-based Alpha Bank. But when the FBI investigated the claims, it found there was insufficient evidence to support them. We all know that the Russia collusion story with Trump was made up and a complete lie. New York Post columnist and Fox News contributor Miranda Devine is with me now to talk more about that and some of these other stories in the news. Miranda, great to see you. We've been waiting and waiting for John Durham to come up with some indictments. What's your take on this indictment of Michael Sussman?
Well, look, it's a great start, and I think it should make the naysayers be quiet for a little while and just allow John Durham to do his work. I mean, this is very interesting. The indictment, I mean, it's more than just lying to the FBI with this lawyer. It's also, he seemed to be engaged actively in propagating this completely false story about Donald Trump. And he's, you know, implicated in Hillary Clinton's campaign, who were actively sowing this misinformation and this lie that ended up leading to the impeachment of Donald Trump. And
let's just put in perspective a little bit real quick what Miranda Devine is saying. It's a fact you have an attorney linked to Hillary Clinton's campaign, indicted in this Durham Russia probe. It is a fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign, we now know, knew for a fact that the story the entire time was a lie because they're the ones that created it, fabricated it. They're the ones that wrote the story, right? They're the ones that wrote the lie. They're the ones that put it all together and then sent it out to the marketplace. They're the ones that walked it over to CNN. They're the ones that walked it over to MSNBC. They're the ones that walked it over to ABC, NBC, CBS. The Washington Post, New York Times, the list goes on and on, USA Today. And they're the ones that kept feeding the story because when you're writing the story, as the Clinton campaign was and as this guy is, you get to decide what leaks come next because you're the one actually writing the story on the leaks. Brilliant move, right? You get to write the story. You get to write exactly what happens based on the response of chapter one, of week one, of the ratings, basically, of the story. Imagine doing a TV series, and every week you get to write one story. And if that story connects and you know where to go, like, you don't have to produce the whole series up front and hope you get it right what the people want. Imagine if in real time you can write to what the people want to read and what they want to hear. That is exactly what happened with the Clinton campaign, with the DNC, with their attorneys. They were writing the story in real time. Fabricating the story in real time is maybe a better way of putting this. Knowing that it was a lie. And then you had all these Democrats in Congress who clearly knew it was a lie, who decided to impeach the president of the United States of America over a lie, which they were responsible for actually writing the lie. This is how evil and corrupt the Democratic Party is. They knew, by the way, that their lie could cause people to actually go to jail. They didn't care. They knew that their lie could ruin people's lives financially. They also didn't care. They knew that it could destroy families. Didn't care. And they knew the entire time that the lie was their fabrication, a made-up story, a story that they needed so desperately to get Donald Trump out of office and overthrow the will of a free and fair election. That is the part that people need to not forget. The story they told was deliberately told not to hurt Donald Trump. It was to overthrow the will of the people. This was the active overthrowing of a government at the hands of a party in Hillary Clinton and their lawyers who wrote the story to make sure that every week it was still connecting with people so they could overthrow an election, a free and fair election. And what's so ironic about the entire reality of what we're learning right now is the fact that what they were accusing Donald Trump of doing, right, colluding with the Russians, is in essence what the Democratic Party was doing. They were colluding to make sure with the media that the president would get out of office. They were colluding with Congress to make sure that the story they told, the lie they told, was so big, so grand, that it would get Donald Trump out of office. This story is a story that should be front page news of every newspaper in America. It's not. The story could be 20 different headlines or 20 different micro stories. Did the United States of America actually impeach the President of the United States of America over a fake story that was created by his political opponent? Anywhere else in the world, we would actually cover that story. Just put another country on it. Imagine if Canada impeached Trudeau over a story that he colluded with the Russians that was actually created and written by his political opponent. And it worked to the point where they actually tried to get rid of Trudeau. It would be international news. Imagine if it happened in Mexico. Imagine if Boris Johnson, right? This happened to Boris, right? Where his political opponents in parliament created a story out of thin air, wrote it, sold it to the media, and kept leaking information to the media that they were actually creating before they were leaking it, to the point that they actually kicked him out of office or tried to. International news story. That is the facts now. The Clinton campaign attorney has been indicted for doing exactly that and for lying about it to the FBI, giving false statements. And it's not just that. And the scary part, this attorney linked to the Hillary Clinton indictment in this Durham-Russian probe was so successful at selling the story that we actually impeached Donald Trump for something that literally never happened. Miranda Devine had more to say about this on Fox. Listen.
It's also, he seemed to be engaged actively in propagating this completely false story about Donald Trump. And he's, implicated in Hillary Clinton's campaign, who were actively sowing this misinformation and this lie that ended up leading to the impeachment of Donald Trump. And we know a lot of these stories because they've been told by, Devin Nunes and various authors have written books. And I think what Durham is doing is picking up the pieces in between. And, you know, there's also involvement of, there's someone called, we don't know who it is, but Tech Executive One, we're told, is part of this, some very powerful and high up tech executive who also was involved in creating this lie to smear Donald Trump. It's very...
Now, you think about Tech Executive One, very high up person, right? Very big person. And you have a very big and very high up person in the tech world who's actually helping propagate this on the internet, getting it out there. That's a new story. Top tech executive colludes with lawyer and the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC to put out a lie that was so big and so grand that we actually indicted the sitting president of the United States of America over it and impeached him. That's how big of a dupe this was on our entire United States government. You would ask the question, how are there not like safety measures in place to make sure that a fake news story can't get the president of the United States of America impeached? Or maybe we already know the answer. This was done deliberately on purpose by the Democratic Party because they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump, and this is the only way they knew how to do it because they couldn't beat him in an election. Right, Hillary Clinton loses. They can't believe that Hillary Clinton loses. They can't stand the fact this guy's going to be the president. We got to undermine his integrity. And how do we do that? Let's say that the only reason why he won the election is because he colluded with the Russians based on no facts, based on we're sitting in a room, we decide we got to come up with a story, an incredible, outlandish story that somehow cannot be corroborated. So it will stick. Because remember, they knew, what are the Russians? You think the Russians are going to stand up and like defend Donald Trump? Come on. The Russians love this turmoil in America. They were sitting back at the Kremlin dying laughing. Vladimir Putin's dying laughing that the United States of America is impeaching a president and undermining the will of the people. And they had literally nothing to do with it. And laughing because they knew this came from within America because it didn't come from their country. You think Vladimir Putin was going to like stand up and tell the truth? Like, hey, guys, we didn't do anything to deal with. We had nothing to do with this. And by the way, even if he did come out and say that, who would believe Vladimir Putin, right? This is like the best case scenario for Russia. They actually got to influence our elections without having to do anything. They got to get a president impeached without doing anything just by their name being involved. That's pretty powerful. Anybody got in jail for this? Of course not. Anybody in the Clinton campaign being held responsible? Of course not. Did you know that Hillary Clinton, as of this moment, hasn't even been asked one question about this indictment from the media? They're not camping out in front of her house. They're not demanding that they get a response from the former Secretary of State about this. They're not demanding that they get a response from the former president, Bill Clinton. You know, if this happened and this was another candidate, they would be camping out in front of his home 24/7. They would find him. They would ambush him. They would not let him off the ropes. What do you think about, what do you have to say for yourself? What do you have to say about employing people that undermine America's democracy and try to overthrow the will of the people, Mr. President or former senator, former ambassador, former whatever, right? Can you imagine this happened with a Ronald Reagan, a George Bush, a Mitt Romney, a John McCain? You know, Senator McCain, why did you employ a person and look the other way while they were actively putting out propaganda to help overthrow the will of the people? Do you not respect the will of the people in America? Were you trying to overthrow the government, Senator McCain or Senator Romney or George Bush, right? Whoever this is, it's the same questioning would apply to anyone that pulled this off. No one's asked Hillary Clinton one damn question about this. No one's camping out in front of her house. No one. No one is camping out in front of her house. Not a single person. Her husband, by the way, is the former president of the United States of America. He should be asked about this. Hey, former President Clinton, your wife's campaign was apparently involved in a conspiracy theory, created it, fabricated, paid for it. Use campaign funds to do this, to try to overthrow the will of the people. What do you have to say for your family? Right? Fair question. Question that everybody should be asking. Nope, not going to ask that one. Why would we do that? Because this is all a story that worked. We got rid of Trump. It hurt him. It hurt him politically. It hurt him in the midterms. It certainly helped contribute to his loss in the last election. Mission accomplished. So what if one sacrificial lamb goes to jail? Does it really matter? Take a little bit more of a listen to New York Post columnist Miranda Devine on Fox Business.
Very disturbing, and it's great that it's being forensically looked at and people are now being indicted.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it unfortunately, the damage has been done. We had a four-year period when the almost virtually the entire country was saying that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. I mean, from day one, I said, I don't see any evidence of this. This is not true. And of course, God forbid you went against the mobs who decided that Trump colluded. You were really attacked. But we'll see. Isn't the statute of limitations coming up? Will he be able to come up with any other indictments? Because we knew that the dossier was garbage in January of 2017. The FBI knew that the dossier was all made up in 2017 in January, and yet they...
And by the way, think about what was just said there. We know it's a fact now from this indictment, and we know from the paperwork that in 2017, January 2017, right after the president had been elected, Donald Trump, the FBI knew this dossier was crap. Why didn't the FBI come out and tell anybody? Why didn't the FBI come out and tell Congress? Why didn't the FBI come out and make a statement, right? James Comey was all about walking out making statements, being the center of attention. So why didn't James Comey come out and say, hey, we know this dossier was paid for by the DNC. We know it was fabricated. We know it's not based on any fact. We know that it's basically a story they decided to tell. We know the story is a lie, right? That's what we know. We know the story is a lie. We know the story was created by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Now, they don't even have to condemn the story. I'll also say that. I don't need them to condemn it, just to clarify it. Make it clear that this is a lie, that all of this was a lie, all of this was a fabrication. That's all I'm asking for. The FBI clearly did not want Donald Trump to be president. That's why they didn't come out and tell the truth in January of 2017, that the dossier that they then witnessed was the entire basis for a massive investigation on Capitol Hill that turned into an investigation that impeached the president was based not on fact. The FBI, I think you could clearly state now, willfully and knowingly, with the leadership of James Comey at the helm, colluded with the Democratic Party to overthrow the will of the people. Because they even said in their own documents in January 2017, this dossier is total bollocks. This thing is filled with nothing but made up stories. Just crap. I wish I could use the other words that I want to use, but bare minimum, let's just call it total crap. Never happened. Nothing of it is true. It's a movie script, folks. And we decided to use that movie script to impeach the President of the United States of America, and they looked the other way and let it happen. Well, hold on, that's not true. The FBI didn't just look the other way. The FBI actually went along with it and then started going after people within that investigation. So they're investigating and putting resources and putting people out there in the field to try to arrest people and investigate a crime which they knew was not a crime. So it wasn't even an issue of like just looking the other way. They knew it wasn't true, and then they went and investigated something that they knew wasn't true. How many of you have no faith now in the FBI at the highest levels? I love the FBI in general, okay? I love law enforcement, but I do not trust the swamp. They were a part of this attempted overthrow of the government, which brings me back to General Milley for a second. You know, General Milley making those phone calls, we've been told, to China, undermining the President of the United States of America, basically running a shadow government. And people are like, oh, well, it's totally normal that he did this. It's not normal. And it's also not normal for the FBI to investigate a crime that they actually declared was a fabrication and never happened. But they did it anyway. They decided to do it anyway, folks. They did it on purpose, knowing what they were doing. And they knew it in 2017 in January, and probably even before that, which is the point that Maria Bartiromo was making on Fox.
Unfortunately, the damage has been done. We had a four-year period when virtually the entire country was saying that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. And from day one, I said, I don't see any evidence of this. This is not true. And of course, God forbid you went against the mobs who decided that Trump colluded. You were really attacked. But we'll see. Isn't the statute of limitations coming up? Will he be able to come up with any other indictments? Because we knew that the dossier was garbage in January of 2017. The FBI knew that the dossier was all made up in 2017 in January, and yet they proceeded, the FBI did, after doing interviews with the writers of the dossier, they proceeded to give it to the media and let the country speculate, even though they knew it wasn't true. So I'm wondering if we're going to see any indictments at the FBI.
Well, I don't know, but you have to look at the media and their complicity as well. I mean, people knew it was obvious. The dossier was absurd on its face. There was never any attempt to do any proper due diligence on it. It was just accepted and disseminated immediately and then over and did enormous damage to the administration. And, you know, just the other day you had McCabe there on CNN, and nobody asks him the question. Nobody asks him.
Yeah, right.
And they just get away with it. I mean, many of them who were involved in this collusion were paid by MSNBC and CNN as, you know, esteemed members of the media. James Clapper,
that's right.
John Brennan, all seem.
And by the way, I had to work with these people at CNN. CNN bought and paid for these people who tried to overthrow the government to come on TV to then talk about a story which they knew was a fake story. And they commentated on the story, which they knew was fake, that they knew was made up, that they knew was fabricated from the very beginning, that they had even said in January 2017, this is total crap. And they got paid to commentate on a story in which they knew was a lie. And you want me to trust the leadership and the FBI and the James Comey's of the world? You notice, by the way, how quiet James Comey is right now. Go look at his Twitter account. You know, Mr. James Comey, Billy Bad A, who was going after Donald Trump, right? Because he thought he could just nail Donald Trump, no problem. Right? He thought he could just totally nail Donald Trump. Now look at what he's doing. Totally silent on this. His FBI has been exposed. And should somebody at the FBI be indicted for this? I would say 100%. In fact, I would argue if James Comey knew, and there's no reason to believe he didn't know that this was a lie in January, that when he started going after people like General Flynn, trying to lock them up, trying to circle the wagons around Trump's inner circle, put people in jail, trying on a fishing expedition, trying to find anything they could to just nail Donald Trump. And when they knew that the United States government was trying to overthrow a president based on a lie, based on a fabrication, that he didn't try to stop it, how does he not get indicted for that? And I'm not wanting to just like throw random people in jail like Democrats want to do. I want to hold people accountable when they break the law. I want to hold people accountable when they do what he just did. That's all I'm asking for here. I am simply asking for accountability. And there is no one out there even covering this story. But as you heard, Maria Bartiromo, New York Post, and me. This has just been completely overlooked. And they said it's spot on because the damage has been done. And once the damage is done and the success happens, move on. Next. We got Joe Biden in the White House. We got rid of Donald Trump. It undermined his presidency for 4 years, clearly hurt him politically when it came time for his reelection. That is all we need to happen. And fine, one guy, one lawyer gets indicted. If you're Durham, I don't know how you don't indict other people at the FBI. Anyone that investigated a crime that they knew was not a crime and they knew it was a fabrication should be indicted. If you're out there and you're investigating somebody that you know shouldn't be investigated, and you're pushing propaganda that you know is propaganda, and you're being used to destroy a political opponent solely because of their political opponent, there should be literal hell to pay for this. We're going to keep digging into this because this is far from over. And every one of you, I hope, will share this with your family and friends and let them know, because in my opinion, this is the biggest story right now that actually matters in this country about the integrity of our elections and what was taking place. And if they can do this to Donald Trump, I would say they probably would argue they can do it again to anybody else they don't like. They can just make up lies, fabricate things, investigate people, and throw them in jail. It's not a free and fair society. That's not what America's about. And if they can do it to Trump, they can do it to any future candidate. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that share button, share it on social media, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.